With three staff members from the city's Planning and Development Division, the task force members discussed Columbia Imagined, a comprehensive plan project intended to provide common guidelines for citizens and decision makers in planning the city's future growth. Lee Henson is one of the three task force members. He says he thinks the planning process lacks the attention it deserves.
I think a lot of people who've been doing it for two or three years are somewhat frustrated with the length of time it's taking, and that's more than understandable.
The first task force meeting took place in January 2010 as part of the Columbia Imagined project. Henson says though their recommendations are purely advisory, his motivation is to help people with disabilities.
My main interest in this whole effort has to do with full inclusion of people with disabilities in the development of the city, and a lot of us are people with low incomes as well.
The meeting attendance is only one of the problems facing planners. Pat Zinner is the Development Service Manager for the city's Community Development Department. He says right now what the task force is having some challenges with is having pieces of the document of the Columbia Imagine Plan and not knowing how all the pieces fit together.
What we would like to be able to do is give the task force then a document that's about two-thirds of the way complete, so they can look at the document as a whole and be able to read it and get the fuller perspective.
Zinner says the Planning and Development Division staff is writing the draft of Columbia Imagined on behalf of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the task force serves as a sounding board in the meetings at this early stage. Zinner says he expects the public participation to begin in December. Maureen Xiong, KBAA News.